Satan knows when you use your authority, God is behind that authority. And when you say stop, he know he better stop. He knows that. But if you don't have a revelation in your heart, you don't have any word in your heart, no revelation about it, he just ignores you because you know you don't know what you're talking about. He just keep right on doing what he's doing. You better stop. Amen. Hallelujah. But when you know what you're talking about, remember the story, the scripture, and it can be a story because it told the truth. Acts chapter 3. Let's turn and read that. It helps us as much as with any rest of these scripture with. Now, Peter and John, this is Acts chapter 3, went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried. Whom they laid daily at the gate called Beautiful, at the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to enter into the temple, asked alms of them. Now notice, Peter fastened his eyes upon him, which John said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. What they do? What did they do? What did he do, rather? Expecting to receive what something of them. Listen to what Peter said. Listen. Peter said what? Silver and gold have I none. And the King James used the word, what? Such as I have. But a better way of saying it, what I have, because they knew they had something. Instead of saying such that I have, they said what I have, because they knew they had something better than silver and gold. What I have, I'll give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter knew that everything God is and everything that God would do and had the ability to do was in that name. So he spoke to the man who never walked and said to him, in the name of Jesus, rise up and do what? Walk. And what happened? What happened? Verse 7 says, took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, his ankle bones receive strength. His what? Ankle bones receive strength. And he who could not walk leaped. Why did he leap? Because he was not supposed to be crippled. It was not God's will for him to be crippled. It was not God's will for him to be lame, crippled, couldn't walk. And when the power of God hit him or moved on him, he leaped because God had just given him the ability to leap. Because they used their authority. and the man leap, walk. And the demons, the power of darkness that had him bound, left. So, what are you going to do? In John 5:19, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. I want you to hear this. Truly, truly, I say unto you, Jesus is telling his followers, are you hearing me? The Son, who is the Son? Son of God, Son of Man. Jesus at this point was operating as the Son of Man. He did not use his divinities. He did not use his deity, his divinity. He didn't operate as the Son of God with his deity. He operated as a man anointed of God. Are you hearing me? And he said here, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. I'm going to watch my daddy, and I'm going to copy him. He give me authority on earth to speak, and when I speak, I know he's going to use his ability to bring to pass what I said. Because he did not send me here. He did not leave me by myself. He told him one time, I am not by myself. Amen. Only time you hear Jesus talking about being by himself, when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's the only time he was by himself. All right. Hallelujah. So look in verse 26 and 7. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given the Son to have life in himself. Why did Jesus come? He came to give us God's life. When we get this truth, the Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. I'm going to say it again. The Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. And when you speak the Word, you ever notice the first thing God tells you to do with the Word is put it in your heart? That's the first thing. You hear it, you put it in your heart. How many farmers in the house do we have any? You buy your seed and you lay it on the shelf and wait for your harvest to come. Is that the way it works? You can try if you want to. You'll never harvest a grain from it. It'll be laying there 20 years from now if the rats and the mouse and the other thing don't get it. You're going to have to put that seed in a particular place if you want to harvest. And it got to be a place you prepared for it to be put in. Am I right?